Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a happy new year.
Morphin Legacy presents The Grid. Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatteray 22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to our very first Grid Holiday Special.
Merry Christmas!
Or Holla Slay Special.
I don't know, there's a lot of slaying going on here today.
Joining me in this holiday humbug is Austin.
Hi, ho ho ho, mama.
And Amba.
Ho, ho, ho.
For this year's holiday special, we will be doing a commentary for the VHS exclusive Christmas episode, Alpha's Magical Christmas, written by Cheryl Saban and directed by Jon Stewart. In this episode, on Christmas Evil in Angel Grove, Alpha 5 is sad because he is all alone in the command center. The Rangers are busy helping Santa Claus in preparation for his big trip around the world. To cheer Alpha 5 up over being left alone, Zordon presents Alpha with a Christmas tree and then teleports in various children to spend time with him. After spending time with Alpha, the kids head home, while Tommy, Kimberly, and Billy teleport in to wish their robot friend a Merry Christmas. As a special surprise for his best friend, Alpha uses his power to make magically snow inside the command center. Wow, that was a lot. Thanks for ruining the whole fucking episode.
This is why you should just write your own synopsis, Ray, and not use the one they provided.
Yeah.
Also, what? Zordon teleports kids? You mean kidnaps kids?
I mean, Zordon is not above kidnapping people under the age of 18.
For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the clip show on the DVD special features, and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs or whatever way you decide to watch this episode.
YouTube.
I won't judge. So to sit up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
I already want to die.
And we just reached the Saban logo.
It's potato quality. Oh no.
The show was potato quality for like 20 years.
I mean, yeah.
Like my Christmas present?
That's nice, Alpha. Who are you talking to?
This is me before I got Invader Zim.
What? They're busy.
I was like, at home with their families?
Yeah, they have families. The world isn't around without you.
This is why you should have been like Batman and adopt orphans.
Well, speaking of orphans.
Oh, Zordon kidnaps orphans?
Like, that would have made more sense, because then, at least, like, nobody's looking for him. I mean, it sounds bad, but in the 90s, I mean...
Look at all my decorations.
Here's the powers I will only use for this one VHS exclusive episode, and never again.
My Christmas present to you. Where the fuck did you get that from?
Where did you get that?
Look at these cutting art state-of-the-edge graphics.
You didn't chop that down, Zordon.
It's creepy when the Zordon head smiles.
Where's Zordon's Santa hat?
Oh, I don't think it's in this episode. I think that's Zio.
You need to get those, like those window decorations and just put the Santa hat.
Right. Like the window clings?
Yes, and put the Santa boots on them too.
That would be funny.
Power Ranger fans in London.
Oh, what the fuck? Where did that kid come from?
That's the command center. What the fuck?
They didn't kidnap him yet.
Whack-ass pine cone. What the fuck?
Christmas tree. It's not Valentine's Day. Get that bear out of here.
Turtle doves.
Turtle doves. Where did you get the children?
Or that one random child.
It's like the stock footage. That looks like the Walton's ass house.
Oh, there's another one.
They're trying to be like, oh, they're decorating trees in their houses. But it's literally the command center. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know those Christmas lights that I heard about.
And it's broken.
That is going to fall off in like 10 seconds.
The production value.
What the fuck kind of weapon? A cow? A Canadian Mountie. What the fuck?
I told you this was a trip.
This is some weird shit.
And this is why I wanted to commentate on it.
Where'd the kids go?
Behind the tree.
What kind of fucking whack-ass tree has a bow at the top? Who are you, a farmhouse Karen?
Arrangements, okay.
He kidnapped some children.
In the middle of the night. While they're probably sleeping.
While their parents are all awake. Let's use all these Christmas carols. You don't know who the fuck this is. You were all kidnapped.
They're just like, oh my god, hi, my friend. No, you were kidnapped.
Ay, ay, ay.
Stranger danger?
God.
The fuck?
Does God exist in this universe?
Ew, what's that kid's haircut?
I'm gonna kidnap like a rainbow coalition of children to hug this robot.
That is the example of a bowl cut if I've ever seen one.
That is the worst.
That is primo 90s right there. Look at all those children with bowl cuts.
Jesus.
What the fuck? More kids?
I'm calling the police.
That girl that's like just hanging out in the back, she's like, I'm not hugging this fucking thing.
I know, she's just standing over there.
I am not going anywhere near that robot.
I don't want to go to school and be embarrassed. They couldn't even pick the good Christmas carols.
Well, everything in public domain.
I mean, all of them are public domain, but you can't even pick the good ones. Ugh. I don't know what that's like.
Well, we had no choice. We were stolen in the middle of the night.
Zordon kidnapped us. Yay!
Let the party begin.
If they string popcorn and cranberries, I'm gonna fucking throw something.
They did.
Fucking paper chains.
Hashtag Amber called it.
Like 5 seconds before it happened.
That's some cheap white people stuff.
I'm like, does the command center not have money?
It's like, oh shit, we have some fishing string and some whack ass popcorn that doesn't have butter on it.
House, cute. Oh my, what is all the?
That's where the budget went.
I mean, I can't tell you how many paper chains I've made at Christmas time in school, because that's also ways to keep children busy and shut up during Christmas time. It's like, here, have this really blunt stick and poke through all this popcorn. And then you're also like eating the popcorn. And the teacher's like, I made that 2 days ago. You can't eat it.
Ew.
Well, she wasn't intending on us to eat it. She was intending on us to string it.
Well, of course kids are going to eat it.
I know. I mean, it's still edible. It's just stale. But stupid kids will eat stale popcorn.
Are you calling yourself out?
I mean, yeah, I ate a few pieces. Like, we were kindergartners. What else were we expecting? Like, I mean, two of us in my class were eating paste.
Ew.
At least I was eating real food.
Yeah.
Sure. That's fair.
Yeah, she gave us cranberries to put like every so often. So it was like cranberries and popcorn. And then the other kids were like cutting, like making the paper chain so we could decorate the class Christmas tree in the classroom and stuff like that.
Gay apparel.
It means it's for us. How did you not fucking trip? You're walking on a sheet.
La la, ay ay ay.
Like, shout out to the suit actress, because, like, you were walking on a sheet. Yeah, I'm that kid sitting there, right behind him. I used to wear my hair like that too and everything. That's primo 90s.
Oh, his name is... How do you... They know all their names? Ew!
He sees you when you're sleeping. He does when you're awake.
Ew! So is Zordon.
Zordon is God in this universe.
Jingle bells, Rita spells, Rob... Why are you making...
Hey,
yes, give these possibly hyperactive children jingle bells. It's very smart.
Alpha's shoes look so cheap.
I love all the stock footage.
They need to fill it with something. Who are these random people?
Stock footage they just bought.
It's thanks to Getty Images.
I blame Getty Images.
I mean, she can stick and move in that suit, though. I do be vibing with that dance.
You can tell half these kids don't want to be here.
They were kidnapped. Would you want to be there?
Well, in real life.
Now she's dancing with them. Like, yeah, she's into it.
They put her on the box because she was the most enthusiastic about this.
I mean, when you were a kid, you probably would have been fucking jazzed out your ass for this, too.
True.
I would have been vibing.
Like, let's be honest. Be like, what? I could be on Power Rangers? Oh, but you won't really meet any Rangers, but you'll get to hang out with Alpha 5.
Woo!
That girl's mom made that dress, and I feel that on a deep and spiritual level.
Yay!
If you see Good King Winslow's... God damn it!
Oh my god.
I love this.
Oh my god, one of us does.
Like, this is the only time Amber calls it.
Yeah. For Christmas carols.
I predict white people Christmas traditions, okay? So this do be my favorite time, because I get out here and get art projects going on my cookies. Where's the Christmas, like, decoration food fight, though? Like, honestly. I did see that girl eat toppings, though, and that's pretty on par.
They didn't get any naughty kits for this celebration.
Hold on, let's put red tape all over all the logos, like the Betty Crocker logos.
Wouldn't be the first time. A sports bag instead of JanSport.
You could even spring for, like, the, like, good frosting. It's, like, that crappy gel stuff that tastes kind of like plastic.
Also, what's with the Vaseline on the lens?
That's because this was filmed with a potato. It's not Vaseline, it's just potato vision. And, like, terrible lighting.
I mean, the command center was pretty shit in the first couple seasons.
So. Yeah, hold on, those are the professional ones.
Oh, that's like disgusting anyway.
Whoa. Did Alpha imply that he ate those?
How?
It's a Christmas miracle, Raymond.
How's about you tell Steel how to do that? Because he would like to know too.
How great it is to be human.
Yeah.
Man, that girl with the big bow in her hair also, that's just bringing me back to my childhood. Was a queen of 90s bows in my hair. These hoes.
Ho.
Why are we singing? Why are they singing about us?
We a bunch of hoes. Ho-hos.
We ho-ho-hos.
Ow!
I hope you actually gave these kids, like, a good present. And not just some weird bullshit.
They're probably just empty boxes.
I mean, honestly, it's props.
Yeah.
Give the Power Rangers toys, man.
Heim ain't fucking springing for good shit.
From the house shop, click, click, click. Down through the chimneys, good Saint Nick. Quit calling me a hoe, Alpha.
Yeah, take that and your gay apparel.
Name of Saint Nick.
Mm-mm. A little magic.
Oh, someone had a name.
Right, Cindy?
Well, we heard Steve earlier.
I live in a mobile home. We don't have a fireplace.
Bitch, we already have a present. Don't be greedy. Yeah, I fucking wish it was a monster attack.
Oh, look.
Hey, look, it's the reason why you bought this tape.
We're just stuffing these random boxes in this sack. That is a shitty fucking beard. Oh my god. Like, in all Santa beards, that is one of the shittiest. Because the top of it's not even attached to his face.
That is not a Fresno Pop Santa.
I know, right?
Why are we... Why did you use both Santa songs?
I mean, to be fair, this was made by a company that was very Jewish.
I guess, because, like, most kids don't know the lyrics to these. He was like Frosty. Kids know that shit. Hey, I'm going to play with all these toys that we actually don't get to keep.
Yeah, they're going back to the store after this. They're on loan.
They're on loan from FAO Shorts.
Austin, are you vibing?
Austin is that kid on the horse vibing in the back. Right there. Like, he's just vibing on the horse like, yeah, boy. Like, I am a cowboy on the plains. Or the samurai rangers when they ride horses.
Oh, love it. Wait, you sleep?
You don't sleep. What the fuck?
They won't be home for Christmas because you fucking kidnapped them!
They are stolen from their families.
Well, Alpha's home. That's his home.
Not the kid.
I mean, he'll be home for Christmas because he's already at home.
Woo, sock footage. Yeah.
Why are they showing the White Ranger? And literally, in the viewing globe, you saw Green Ranger Tommy. What the fuck?
Oof. Mess.
Know your mess own, like, continuity. Damn. Hey, Adam. Mwah. Beautiful. Beautiful boy. Can do no wrong.
Oh, he missed.
Yay! Ooh,
yes! Yes, Christmas!
Stone Canyon Trio. Perfect children can do no wrong.
Why are we seeing both green and white in this?
I have no idea.
Because of stock footage.
That was so sloppy!
I feel like this was made probably after the Jason, Zach, and Trini left the show, so they didn't want to use...
Well, yeah, they're not using that footage, but we'll see which Tommy shows up.
The Power Rangers. They're my besties.
What about us? Susie.
I know, Susie. Wasn't there already... Oh, it was Cindy.
They probably just... Like, whoever does the voice for Alpha just probably came up with names as they were recording.
Richard Steven Horvitz.
Ah, my squiddly booch!
For me?
I got a present, too.
It's a kick in the nads for kidnapping.
It's Christmas.
Oh, fuck off.
I always fucking love. That's a present.
That's fucking cheap.
She tells Alpha it's love, and Alpha just like punches her in the face. Fuck you. Where's my gift?
It's like, let's hand kids these empty boxes because we can't expect them to hold them very long. Oh, that bowl cut is not even at all. Damn, son. Your mom fucked you up.
That beret is a look.
Well, she's from France.
Oh, right. Now we know.
She's from Paris. Mm-hmm.
Even though nobody speaks different languages and they all speak English, no accents.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at the different layers right by his ears.
Oh, my God. That's so bad. And now it's recorded and documented for everyone.
Like, if you're going to put me in a bowl cut, at least make it straight. Damn.
Oh, that Susie girl must have been, like, the daughter of somebody that worked on the show, because she's getting a lot of screen time.
Oh, she got a lot. She's always standing next to Alpha.
Uh-huh.
You know, the Glee cover of this was better.
Of course.
Oh, my God. I'm just going to put that on your tombstone. Here lies Austin. The Glee cover was better.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I was going to say.
Play a playlist of Glee songs.
This is a lot of Christian imagery right here in my Power Rangers.
What the fuck?
And these Power Rangers? Look, it's a turtle dove.
Turtle doves.
Did they get that from Home Alone? Turtle doves.
Turtle doves. Has that door always been there?
See, and here's what they didn't tell you, is that actually those children never actually went home. They actually power the time vortex that Zordon is in. Every few hundred years, he needs to lure children in. They lure a bunch of children in with presents. It's like Hocus Pocus.
They teleported and kidnapped these kids, but now they're just making them walk out.
They're going into a furnace to power the time vortex.
They can't even send them home. They just have to walk. Bitch, you took me from Paris.
Like, Zordon is actually Winifred Sanderson and the Sanderson sisters.
Thanks for giving us your life force, kids. Ay, ay, ay.
Yummy.
Merry Christmas.
Now we can live for another 500 years.
Oh, God.
I mean, honestly. And what fueled the command center?
That doesn't happen when there's a teleportation.
Let's see what suit they're wearing. Up, see?
Green Ranger? What?
Well, I mean, they probably filmed this at a weird time.
They filmed this probably after Steve, Twee, and Walter left the show before they cast Austin. No, shit. You know what I'm talking about.
See?
There you go.
What the frick? Wasn't Tommy White Ranger by the time that?
Yep.
Other three left.
They filmed this probably way before. Or made this. Yeah, his hair's really long. They probably made that honky put on the green outfit.
Also, green is the popular one, so put him in that.
Disgusting.
He didn't. Did he wear the green outfit with that undercut and ponytail combo?
Who I don't think he did. Who are you talking to?
Us. They're talking to you.
But it makes no sense.
This is a VHS exclusive Christmas special. Who cares?
You can tell they just found a random suit to put him in because it doesn't look as nice as it normally does.
Not that it ever really looks that good because of that fucking foil, aluminum foil shield.
Like, they probably still had a hat sitting around, but like, they had probably made that in like 20 minutes.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Those hoops are cute though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a look. That's a cute look. It's nice when they do, like, they're actually in the suits.
Mm-hmm. I love Helmeless.
Are they even singing?
Oh my God, stop singing, Tommy!
Would you want him to sing at you? No. Like, Amy, yes. David, yes. But Jason, no. Do not sing at me.
Stop singing. Yeah,
right. It's for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I mean, they had to use those two because of the other ones left.
More stock footage.
Ew.
The mullet. You know, but I can't lie. Like, the mullet was hot whenever I was a child. So, I mean.
That is a puppy collar.
That was bad.
Yeah, Halloween footage in this Christmas special for some reason.
I mean, look at that vibe that Bulka's serving there. Like,
and Happy New Year.
My Stone Canyon cuties. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. When you see this good Green Ranger, like, shield this one. Fucking.
You like, you don't have to, like, sign off every song with that shit. Wasn't that fun? No, it wasn't.
I hope you enjoyed that. Ay, ay, ay.
If you don't play this out with the keytar, weak.
Bells, jingle, bells, jingle.
I love this, like, clip art frame.
Yeah, only the highest of production values.
Ooh, with that fucking ripping. Ugh.
Why is it ripping?
Like, because it's like you tear things off a calendar.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, God. Oh, there's the children.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. I want to die
saloon. Oh, they had a choir.
Oh,
yay. Alrighty, so that was Alpha's Magical Christmas. What did y'all think?
That was awful.
Aren't you glad you watched it, though?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen this. I thought I might have, but I think I was thinking of a different holiday episode because I was too poor to have a VHX exclusive.
When we usually do holiday episode binges for the Christmas season, I don't put this on it, and there's a reason for that, because it's garbage.
Because it's fucking terrible, and they use, like, really shitty fucking Christmas carols instead of the good ones. I'm like, the good ones are public domain, too. Why didn't you do a jingle? Jingle bells, Lord Zedd smells, Goldar laid an egg.
Are you gonna do parody songs now? What is this, Weird Al?
Like Billy's Rad Bug lost a wheel and Rita got away.
Alpha's Magical Christmas might be a bomb, but I would kill for Steel's Magical Christmas.
That is everything I want in life.
Yeah.
Like Steel just vibing around Grid Battle Force, making cookies, pinging up decorations, singing carols.
Make it happen.
I would pay to make that happen.
Kickstarter. Let's
do a Kickstarter.
That's what the Beast Morphers Christmas special should have been instead of.
Oh, like, they're teaching Steel what Christmas is like.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Or somebody write a fanfic, please, and submit it to
us. We were robbed.
Yes, I want Steel's Magical Christmas. Give it to me.
It's what we deserve.
I need it. Like, I went through so much pain and hardship right now. Like, this is the only salve that can make me feel better.
So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we'll be starting our Evil Ranger commentaries with episode 33 of Power Rangers in Space, A Rift in the Rangers.
Woo-hoo!
Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid. But until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches.